Tonight, Pretty Late is broadcasting live from the Showcase Studio in Camp Lejeune. We'll find out how the first day of Marine Boot Camp went as Mark Carman rides sidecar for the night, and David Hochberg checks in from Pearl Mortgage. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Oorah, Craig. Oorah.
Oorah.
Oorah. I am so excited to be here. We are, of course, guests of the United States Marine Corps, and our live broadcast from Marine Boot Camp in San Diego is brought to you by the VA loan expert, David Hochberg. Visit WGNDavid.com. David.com. And I'm excited. I'm excited. Is Carm there? Are we all connected? Is this all happening?
I believe Carm is connected as well.
Patty, I am one floor below you, sharing your excitement. Ooh-rah.
Ooh-rah-rah. I think you might have crossed the line there. Craig actually probably did it better than all three of us.
Craig, well, I do have a lot of Marine relatives, so it's coming from there. By the way, Bob is telling you to try to quiet your mic a little bit, Patty. You're a little too excited.
Oh, I'm a little too excited. Am I blowing everyone's eardrums?
You're blowing everybody's eardrums, yeah.
How's this sound?
You got to do the oorah.
Oorah!
it's still clipping, as we say in the industry, but that's fine. Oorah!
Oorah!
Let's take it.
More.
Ooh,
right there.
Ooh,
how's that? I don't know. Mocking.
Oh, there we go.
Yep.
Bob's now on
That's
the
perfect.
Air. Well, that was cool.
Hey, Bob. Thank
hey, Bob.
You. Yeah. I did my first oorah this morning, and Sergeant Paraka said a little more enthusiasm. So I've been practicing a little bit all day. And I was encouraged to oorah whenever I can. And we were told to be loud tonight, weren't we, Carb?
We were. Apparently, yes. Speaking at a higher volume allows you to get things in life that you're not traditionally used to getting. So I'm going to be screaming the entire week, and I plan on screaming the entire show. And Craig and Fergie.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to tell everybody.
To learn about your deficiencies, Carm. That's the way Staff Sergeant Lemke put it.
Oh, my bad.
To learn about your deficiencies. He was very adamant about the word deficiency. Not pointed at you. I just mean in general. He didn't say you, Carm.
Well, and that's good because you do not want to be on the wrong side of Sergeant Lemke. He is one of the more impressive people I've ever come across, and I'm extremely intimidated by him and pretty much everybody else that I've run into on this trip. I just want to put it out there that you have not lived in life until you have traveled with Patty Vasquez. That is an experience that really everyone should be. You should just fly cross country every day, Patty. And just charge whatever you could charge, because I think it would continue to go up. It was an unbelievable experience, Craig. She had me traversing from Terminal B to Terminal C to buy headphones that I didn't even want, and I just bought them because I was so into hanging with Patty.
Oorah!
Nice. Craig, how many pairs of headphones do I have at the WGN?
At last count, I believe it's at least four. There might be more, yeah.
Guess where all of my headphones are?
Are they all with you?
All at WGN Studios.
Oh, no.
Guess how many pairs I own now.
I'm going to guess another one, at least five now.
But now I have powder blue ones.
Oh, nice.
Yes, Carm is correct. I have a particular way. I have some peculiarities, I think, that perhaps Carm got a glimpse into.
Some peccadillos.
I have some peccadillos.
If you will.
We went to multiple stores throughout O'Hare, searching for headphones, finding out what the return policies were. it was truly, and I had no intention. I wouldn't have bought a $20 pair of headphones at the start of it, but by the end of it, Patty got me in. I have a whole new situation in life. It was outstanding.
Yeah, our friend got us a good deal. We walked away with free items and at least I did. He gave me a free speaker.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got a good deal. I believe that.
A lot of our listeners last week were curious, Mark, have you cried yet?
He is not.
No, that's going to be tomorrow morning.
Okay.
When the first 15 minutes of a Marine's life is going to happen for us right around, I don't know, after breakfast sometime. And
0600?
I'm going to have somebody screaming at me. And I don't know how that's going to go, but tears are possible. Right, Patty?
Tears are possible from all of us. I have so many stories. I don't even know where to start. I think that we should go back a little bit before our running between terminals B and C. I think, Carm, you did something interesting. You were the only one in this entire adventure who drove themselves to the U.S. Marine Corps Recruiting Center over there by the airport and Des Plaines. It was funny. Craig, Sergeant Paraka came to pick me up in a ginormous F-150 vehicle, all decked out in red with black writing and the Eagles and Marie. It was badass. I'm just saying, it was very cool. It was very exciting. Carm just kind of waltzed in. Everybody else had been picked up. They all were, you know, but no, Carm. Carm was like, I'll get myself there. I think it was very independent of you. I think that that would have been a marker if they had to pick people who perhaps had the character of a Marine. Perhaps that would have been something in your column for you, Carm.
Well, the Marines are going to be doing so much for me, and truly it is actually a privilege to be out here and see, you know, everything that goes on. It's actually amazing. We can get into the serious part of it, you know, soon enough. But
yes.
I just felt like, hey, you guys are doing enough. You don't need to come and pick me up. I can drive my sorry ass over to Des Plaines and get there. It was, you know, it's 23 minutes from my house. But it would have been cool to have Sergeant Paraka and you show up at 4:30. I also knew that, you know, with the Marines, they come early. I got a little extra sleep by driving myself.
Craig, I asked him for his ETA at 4:15 a.m. I texted Sergeant Paraka and asked him for his ETA. He said 4:45 and then texted me at 4:38 and said he had arrived. And I was like, yep, nope, going to need the last 7 minutes. I have timed this out perfectly.
I have planned this. By the way, Patty, we are now getting phone calls. They want you to turn your volume back up a little bit. Let's go ahead and troubleshoot this here.
Okay. Oorah.
Oorah.
Oorah. Oorah. Oorah.
Yeah.
I don't know how's that. I don't know.
I think you're doing better now. I think we're in a good place now. We'll see.
My excitement is just vacillating perhaps. Yeah. Sometimes I'm feeling a little, you know, a little oorah and a little bit more after this. I'm pretty late with Patty Vasquez. Me and Carm hanging out at U.S. Marine Corps boot camp. Pretty late after this. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live from San Diego and joined by Mark Carman, who is my sidecar. Although, Craig, to be honest with you, I'm debating on this, and I'm leaving it a little bit up to Craig and to Carm and maybe even Bob. I say we go around the horn and vote. You know, I think that Rob Martier and Esmeralda should all be able to vote as to how much of the show Carm should do. Carm, should we explain? I think that the best thing – the way to explain this is we need Carm to be well rested, since I will not be able to go to sleep until midnight California time and have to be up by 5 o'clock. Here's the thing, Craig. We're competing against St. Louis.
Oh, my God.
At Marine Corps boot camp.
Okay. So you're competing against broadcasters from St. Louis? Who are these St. Louis people?
Some. So we are here with educators. The United States Marine Corps has invited educators and media to experience what it's like to go through Marine Corps. Well, you know, whether it's the recruitment, training, a lot of different aspects. We learned a lot about individual soldiers and what it was that drew them to the military, what their backgrounds are. And so, yes, we are here with St. Louis. And turns out, remember those physical tests that we talked about last week?
Yeah.
We are competing not just, by the way, Carm, not just those physical tests, but also in our attitude. So, like, responding loudly and clearly to orders is also, like, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, all that kind of stuff is also counting, Carm. Just wanted to...
We have a lot on our plate tomorrow, guys. I think I can handle it, but let me just detail it for you.
Yes.
We have a bayonet assault course, which... which Rob Martier would be excellent at, perhaps. And then we're going to have a combat fitness test that will include an 800-meter sprint. We're going to have ammo cam lifts. They're 35 pounds. And then we're going to have to maneuver under fire. And we'll be doing this on some sort of football field. And what type of fire, I'm not exactly sure. But I will be maneuvering against this fire team.
I think that between Jackie Paulus, who is also here with us, and Shanae Paulus, Shanae will be doing a lot of the video. She'll be you know, cataloging a lot of the experience, also sharing that on social media. Jackie seems to me to be quite the athlete, and I'm hoping that she is ready for tomorrow. And I think that Carm, because I don't know. Do you think that Carm just goes on whatever steam he's got? I mean, because I guess Marines, they don't get to pick and choose how long they sleep, right? It's all kind of... it's all trial by fire.
Patty, if you have to do 5 hours of sleep and then do all this boot camp stuff, that it's only fair that Mark also has to do that.
All right, then, Carm. Let's see what is Rob Martier around by any chance?
I am indeed.
Do you think that Carm should just put in about an hour, hour and a half, and then hit the hay, or do the whole show tonight?
I mean, if you're going to get the full experience and really just, you know, absorb all that the United States Marine Corps has to offer, then I think Carm should go on as little sleep as humanly possible, get up and do what he's supposed to do, and then do it again. It's only for a week. Come on, Carm.
Ding, ding. Wow, Carm. No one's listening.
I'm offering up. I am here to support the show, as always, in any way, shape, or form. And I'm coming to play tomorrow, Patty, and I'm expecting big things out of you.
And to be fair, it was not his idea. That was my suggestion, only because I want the edge over St. Louis. But if you all feel that he should be able to perform at his best on less sleep and still beat St. Louis, then I'm ready for that. Esmeralda, what do you think? See? With that extra information, what do you think?
It's going to be tough because, one, you're already behind. So it's earlier, and like that's going to throw you off because you're probably already tired, but it's still early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just don't sleep at all.
Oh, we have a vote for no sleep for either one of us, Carm. That's interesting.
You know, can I amend my answer real quick? Can we decide through the week if Mark is just terrible? Can we tell him to go to sleep at some point?
I just want to remind Carm that a week of tennis camp is not the same as United States Marine Corps boot camp.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, Rob, because I do, right now, I am staring at my head tennis bag. I brought
I'm
out
so
the
glad
racket.
You finished that with tennis bag. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. It is a pleasure, by the way. And Patty is, am I allowed to say what you're wearing for the show tonight? Is that legal?
Absolutely. I believe Shanae and Jackie are on their way to my room to video a synopsis of the day. So everyone will also be able to see what I'm wearing.
Well,
yes, go ahead.
Patty's
what am I wearing?
Patty's wearing silky pajamas tonight.
Warning. We are entering adult topics here.
I mean, is there anything better in life than to walk up to Patty's room before the show just to make sure everything's copacetic and she's in a silky pajama? That is not something that I planned on experiencing, but I really enjoyed it.
You know what was so bizarre? It was like, I was so nonchalant. I'm like, yeah, come on in. What?
I knocked on the door and I said, "Are you decent?" And you said, "Yes."
And
I'm
I was
in
so
my pajamas.
Guys, we could take a commercial break. I think if you want to, we can go to a break and maybe come back and do the news.
Does this all seem tawdry? Let's see if we can be less tawdry when we come back in my satin pajamas. So we're after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. It's Carm and Patty from Marine Corps Boot Camp. After this. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate show. Wait a minute. Now, you know, we're broadcasting from our Pearl Mortgage from David Hochberg's studio in San Diego, who we have on the line with us. David Hochberg, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm sitting here in my silk pajamas like you, Patty. It's kind of ironic. So everything's great.
Can I let you in on a little secret? Yes, go ahead, Carm.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that I was wearing boxer briefs. Please continue.
No, David, I have a secret for you. Once in a while, we actually have pajama parties in studio, so you are more than welcome
to
join us.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
you need to give me at least a couple days' notice to clear with the tower, but I'm definitely there.
All right, then. We will make sure that you are well informed in advance of our next pajama party. I want to thank you again for being a part of our live broadcast here in San Diego. And we want to talk to you a little bit about providing mortgages for veterans, for working with veterans. In that last segment, we were talking a little bit about sort of the advantages. And that's such a weird way to put it, isn't it? For somebody who has given so much of their time, of their lives, of their service to say, here's an advantage. But it's kind of the truth, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and there's nothing greater pleasure and honor than helping a veteran who's earned their VA entitlement, is what they call it, so they could go out and secure a VA loan. And also, there's nothing more rewarding than to help a surviving spouse of a serviceman or servicewoman who have lost their life fighting for our country. The surviving spouse gets the benefit as well, handed to them as a thank you for their spouse's greatest sacrifice, which is giving their life to our country in battle. So, yeah, it's very rewarding. We do about 10 to 15 VA loans a month, And, you know, it's great when a veteran calls for assistance in securing a mortgage, because a lot of veterans don't even know that they have this benefit. You know, they get out of the armed forces and they've earned these credits or chips is what they call it, to use these benefits to purchase a home with no money down, no PMI. And as the commercial that you read earlier said, if you have a service-related disability, the VA charges an upfront fee, if you will, to kind of fund the program. And if you are injured in the line of service, you don't have to pay that. It's waived.
Right.
So there are huge benefits involved in this. And like I said, it's just an honor to work with all the veterans out there.
Well, one of the things I mentioned, I kind of tripped over that because I wanted to say, if you're a veteran or if you know a veteran, because a lot of times, you know, people, you know, whether or not they're in the military, can be a little stubborn or want to be self-reliant or, you know, or just not really know where to turn or, you know what, not listening right now. So I wanted to make sure that if you know somebody who is a veteran and you think would really benefit from David's services, please, you know, make sure that you check in with him. And, you know, you also said here that you will introduce people to realtors and real estate attorneys.
Yes, we have a whole team of real estate professionals out there, real estate attorneys, real estate agents. We have credit enhancement experts. We have divorce attorneys. We have bankruptcy attorneys that we're affiliated with. And, you know, it's just an entire team aspect that people could – it's one-stop shop. You know, people could come
right.
to me and say, hey, Dave, I'm going through a tough time. I just had a call today. I could use a divorce referral. I called over to my, you know, a couple of attorneys that I know, and I referred that veteran over to a divorce attorney. And something else that was in the commercial that if I could point out, we've saved veterans hundreds of thousands of dollars in property taxes because of the new law that passed in the state of Illinois. As screwed up as things are in Springfield, they actually got something right the last legislative session, and that's passed a bill that enables veterans with service-related disabilities to get reduced or get their real estate taxes waived if they're 70% or greater service-related disability. Why is that important? Because there are men and women out there, Patty and Carm, that mm-hmm. are too proud. Because
right.
if I heard this once, I've heard this 100 times, there are men and women worse off than I am, okay?
Right.
And okay, right? And these mm-hmm. guys are so proud to go get help. And, you know, this is a true story, and the only reason I'm telling it is because they came on my show and talked about it. One of my realtor's father served in Vietnam, and he has had trouble sleeping and has been crying at night for the past 40 years, okay?
Uh-huh.
He went to get himself rated with a VA service officer, okay, a veteran service officer that wrote down his experiences, and he just got rated greater than 70% service-related disability, and he's not going to pay any property taxes. We saved him over $11,000 a year in real estate property taxes down in his home in Bourbonnais, okay? And he was one of these guys that was too proud, and he
right.
even said on air, there are men and women worse off than me that could use this benefit. I'm okay. Give it to somebody else. And my response to him was, knucklehead, you crawled around in a jungle in Vietnam when you were 20 years old, when I was not even born yet. There is plenty of money to go around to take care of every single one of those men and women from Korea,
yes.
World War II, Vietnam, Desert Storm 1, Desert Storm 2. Get what's coming to you. Get in to see these veteran service officers. If you need help, I've got relationships with veteran service officers. I could introduce you to somebody to get the services that you need. And these are men and women I'm not even doing loans for. You know what
right.
I mean? It's just me giving back to being, saying, hey, there's money out there for you guys. You know, and if and when you pass away, before your spouse passes away, your spouse is going to be able to continue to live in that house and not pay real estate taxes also in the state of Illinois.
Right. So if not for yourself, for the ones that you love, too.
Exactly. And thank God my realtor, Lauren Hsu, forced her father, grabbed him by the head, and schlepped him from Bourbonnais up to Rockford to visit with one of our friends who's a veteran service officer, got her father rated over 70%, and he's now getting the services that he needs. He's also getting he also qualified to get a monthly stipend from the VA for – for being disabled. So not only are you not paying real estate taxes, you're getting a monthly stipend from the government because you are rated as a disabled veteran, and come and get it. It's there to get.
What now? What can you explain to people what a to everyone what a veteran service officer is?
Yeah, no, it's a veteran service officer. It's somebody that's gone through training with the VA, and a veteran service officer is there to write down your experience and to document your experience and to put it in such a way that when you go get rated, it's like getting graded, okay? Mm-hmm. That here, some guys have been in a Humvee that's exploded and they saw that their friend blow up in front of them, okay? If you're the surviving veteran, soldier, that's very difficult to not only communicate to somebody else, but let alone put it on a piece of paper, okay, and type it out on a computer and then sign your name to it. These veteran service officers are there for you to talk to, for you to explain your experiences and to put your experiences on paper for you and just talk it out, okay?
Yeah.
Veteran to veteran, mano a mano, with nobody else involved. Okay, and there's lots of tears, and there's lots of sobbing, and there's lots of just bad experiences. But you've got to get that out, guys and men and women, and talk to these professionals that are there that are being paid for by the VA, the Veterans Administration. Okay, our tax dollars are going for. You want to raise my taxes? Fine, and it's going to something like that. You can raise my taxes all you can, take my entire paycheck as if it's going to help veterans. And I mean that wholeheartedly, because
I agree.
Without what these men and women have done to fight for our freedoms, you're not in San Diego right now broadcasting.
Oh, no doubt. That's
okay,
right.
You know, Carm's not there next to you trying to, you know, make believe he's in shape to lift 35 pounds. You know, and all that. We're not doing what we're doing and have the liberties that we have and the freedoms that we have if the men and women didn't do what they did so we could have what we have.
But I was going to echo what you were saying as far as anybody who's feeling guilty about that, who's having that, well, I don't really need it. Listen, our tax dollars are going to things that God knows where. One thing that we'd all be willing to pay for is that, right? I mean, come on.
Right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And for those of you in Illinois, by the way, for information on your veterans service officer, you can go to illinois.gov/veterans or call 800-437-9824. Just want to make sure that people know that.
They can also call any VA hospital as well, Patty. They can also call up any VFW hall if they want to reach out to those organizations as well.
Yeah, a lot of different areas to get help. Hey, David, do you mind holding on the line? Because I don't know if we're going to have any calls for questions on mortgages, but would you be interested in taking a couple questions? In particular, I think Carm might have one. Do you mind taking some questions?
About credit, how to get his credit better so he could buy a house.
We'll
see.
Low blow, David. Low blow.
If anybody else has a question for David, give us a call, 312-981-7200. We are talking to David Hochberg. Go to WGNDavid.com for more information. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez and Carm from U.S. Marine Corps Boot Camp. David!
I'm fantastic, guys.
Carm, you were telling me earlier today that you had some questions about property, right? About mortgages and such?
Well, it is true that as much as I dislike David Hochberg and find him to be a very challenging person, there's nobody whose knowledge I've known David over the years now, Patty, so I like to poke and fun, and he does likes to do the same back at me. But there's no one truly in the mortgage business that knows the game better. So I did want to bring my own little story to the – I felt like we could bring a little bit out tonight. Here's the question, David.
Yes.
Is – if you can pay off a mortgage, is there a benefit in keeping it for tax purposes? Because I'm wondering, like, I could pay it off, but then maybe – then do I lose deductions and whatnot that it's better to actually keep it riding if I can afford the payments?
Yeah, that's a great question. I get that all the time, and my standard answer is that's a great question to ask your CPA because that I don't answer I it's tough for me to answer tax-related questions because I'm not a certified practicing
right.
Tax preparation expert. But I will tell you this: it has to do with value of money, and the easiest way that I could explain it to people is this: I've got a 30-year fixed loan at 3.75%. I just hit it when it was super low about 6 years ago. and I could pay my loan off, you know, faster, just like you can. But I'm earning more money on my investments that are earning me more than 3.375%. So, right. In my example, it's better for me to continue to make the mortgage payment and invest that money, that extra money that I could have taken to pay it off, into other investments that's earning me more than 3 3/8 on my money. So, but you know, listen, there are some people that are risk averse and don't like to owe people any money, and that's why I use the Baskin Robbins analogy, right? Baskin Robbins is 31 flavors for a flavor each day of the month, right? And everybody's got a different flavor that they like, and everybody's got a different level of tolerance to risk. So some people like to pay their mortgage off faster, and unfortunately some people that like to pay the mortgage off faster have $40,000 worth of credit card debt, which I'd much rather see them pay off faster than pay off a fixed rate mortgage. So it's more of an education, and it's more of a analyzing your specific situation to answer that question. And if you've got a ton of money in the bank with no debt and you don't want a mortgage, then go ahead and write a check and start blasting it down early. If you're somebody who hates a mortgage but sitting with $30,000, $40,000 worth of credit card debt, which, believe it or not, most of your listeners are carrying right now on their credit card balances, then it would be much, much wiser investment opportunity for them, instead of paying down their mortgage, to redirect that money to pay down their credit card debt, because they would get a much greater return on their investment by paying off their credit card debt. So,
is it true?
Long-winded answer to a very complicated question that everybody thinks is real cut and dry, but it's really not.
Is it true, though, that if you're trying to do investment properties, you can only have 4 mortgages? Is that accurate?
No, that used to be the case, Carmen, when everything went to heck in a handbasket in 07 and 08. Now they've loose. It used to be 10 before the mortgage meltdown in 07 and 08. They shrunk it down to 4 while everything was crash and burning. But in the past couple of years, they've increased that back to 10 mortgages. So any individual can hold a Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac up to 10 mortgages. So they did shrink it down to 4 while everything was going, you know, kablooey in 07, 08. But in the past couple of years, they've expanded and loosened that back up to 10 properties. Any individual can own and have a mortgage on. Yeah.
I can't even wrap my mind around 10 mortgages, but I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sure there are people who are capable.
and some people, that's their jobs, you know,
right.
Buying one and then, you know, cash flowing one, then getting another one, and then parlaying the equity in those properties to buy in a third and a fourth. And I've done loans for people with 20. It's a heck of a tax return to, you know, burn through, but right now, what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been loosening their guidelines because things have been getting better in the economy. You know, it's not great. It just sucks less. And, you know, people are able to get financing that they couldn't get 7-8 years ago.
I think that's a great way to sum up the economy. It sucks less. I think that's how's the economy?
True.
Less sucky. That's great.
Sucks a little less than it did the day before. So, you know, it's getting better out there.
Yeah, I appreciate all of your insight, and I think as Carm develops more mortgage questions, I'm sure that we can we'll find out more. I my credit rating's fine, but we got very lucky buying a 2-flat with my mom in 2001, and we have sat still and really been pretty lucky, I think, considering everything that's happened in the last 15 years. Well, David, I want to thank you not just for joining us and sharing us some really important information, and we invite you to come back later this week. We want to check in with you, let you know how we've been doing, let you know how we do against St. Louis, certainly, and all the physical training that we'll be doing. But really, it's been a blast, and we can't thank you enough for being a part of this.
No, thanks for having me and giving me the opportunity to sponsor this great opportunity. It's great. So enjoy yourself, and you know, Carmen, stay up with Patty. You know, don't, you know, be a man, brother. I mean, what the hell is that all about? So it's not even a question. Just suck it up, stick it out, baby.
Yeah. God, I love you. You're
be
a great
like the economy.
Man.
Be less sucky. Go to WGNDavid.com, and we will be back after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late, and we are broadcasting from our Pearl Mortgage Studios in San Diego. Craig, Carmen and I are hanging. We're in the same hotel, and that sounds tawdry, doesn't it? A little bit. Mark, Carmen and I are at the hotel together, but we're in different rooms on different floors even. And it's still weird. Anyway,
I mean, it would be a lot It'd be a lot more exciting if I wasn't a floor down and a couple rooms over, but this is the way it is, Patty.
And by the way, Jackie and Shanae just left my room, so all that happened.
I mean, huge party going on. Carm just solo hanging out, living a dream down here.
Left. We were doing some of our end of the day videos, so we are very excited to be guests of the United States Marine Corps and grateful that our live broadcast from the Marine Corps Boot Camp in San Diego is brought to you by the VA loan expert, David Hochberg. Visit WGNDavid.com. Carm, we are getting requests for updates on Arnold. Has Arnold made the journey? Because I did not see him in your carry-on. I did not see you cuddling with him on the flight, although you did rest well. I found you to be a wonderful seatmate on our flight, but I did not see Arnold.
Well, you know, I woke up this morning, and Arnold, of course, was there, and I looked at Arnold, and Arnold looked at me, and he said, have a great trip. And, you know, he said it in a way that only I could understand. And he felt like he was better served to be in Chicago and watching the old condo. And so Arnold did not come, Patty. It's emotional for me. As you know, but
I almost feel like we should find you a marine duck, like a travel marine duck that goes with you everywhere and makes you feel protected wherever you go, and then you feel like you can take that duck with you.
I'm not opposed to adding to this. Yeah, no. Hey, listen, I could add to the collection. That'd be cool.
I'll keep my eyes
open. We got some good swag today.
We did get some cool swag. Got some nice shirts and a hat. We wore our – well, Carm, if you go to our Instagram page or our Patty V Show, you can keep up with all the fun stuff that we're doing and the important stuff that we're doing. But it's interesting the combination of fun and serious that we're sort of experiencing, don't you think, Carm? Because there are moments where you listen to these men and women who have trained very hard and become soldiers in the Marine Corps. And then, you know, we're at dinner and it's all, you know, there's a lot of silverware. There's like three forks and there's, you know, the butter plates. And it seems like a weird contrast in the conversation. What kind of conversations were happening at your table? And I'm so sorry, by the way, that you had to sit with St. Louis.
that's okay.
You lost your seat. You were late to dinner, my friend.
I wasn't late, but it wasn't as early as you guys were. And so I was banished to the St. Louis table where when they found out that I was from Chicago, they did not, like, you better not be talking about that baseball team. And then I said, yeah, last October was the greatest thing ever when we kicked your, it was beautiful. But then I was sitting next to one of the Marines who's been in, you know, here for 16 years now, and it was just interesting to hear him talk. I asked him, why did you become a Marine? He said, well, you know, when I was making my decision on which armed services to go with, I found myself towards the Marines because my goal was to just constantly be getting better and having that super engagement every day and do one task and then, okay, after that, what's next? And so I just wanted to constantly be growing. And here's a guy that, you know, loved it and got emotional when he's talking about something that we're going to see on Thursday, Patty. We're going to have that'll be at Camp Pendleton. It's that's when they actually become a Marine. We're going to see these guys who've been in boot camp for 13 weeks. They're going to be presented with a medal and say, you're a Marine. I mean, he started talking about that moment and, you know, you could see the emotion coming over him. Right. But he can't do it anymore. His body is breaking down. His back is out of whack, and he's, you know, after I guess another couple of months, he's retiring and will move into, you know, regular civilian life. But it was just, you know, just so interesting to see somebody who at 18 years old was looking for a ton in his life, wanted to be a Marine, became a Marine, served for 16 years, and now, you know, is at the end of that line and trying to give back in ways like, you know, serving us this week, really.
Well, and that's the thing. We've been learning so many great stories and asking questions like, what does it take? And as you mentioned, here's somebody who wanted to find out what they were made of, really. It's the strength of character. And we sat down with Staff Sergeant Jason Thomas, who is telling us, you know, kind of the kinds of questions that they ask, you know, men and women who come into their office and are thinking about it. And it's, you know, because we all think, well, people just sign up, or they think they, you know, well, I guess somebody wants to see the world, or they want to serve their country. And there are so many different layers to this, so many different important elements. But what I was a little caught off guard, because they do have such a rigorous training that we are going to learn about and observe and experience some of this week. But at our table, Carm, the women at our table started talking about arriving and how one of the, you know, some people have roommates. And Carm, you and I have been lucky enough, because we are broadcasting, we do have to have some privacy so we can stay up late and we don't keep someone else awake. But I guess one of the women had arrived and started spraying eucalyptus mist on the pillows. And then they started talking about, like, you know, getting some rest. And I was sitting there next to senior drill instructor, Staff Sergeant Lemke. And it was so weird, the contrast for me of somebody who's so stern and very serious about what he's doing and the week ahead of him and what he hopes that he'll share with us. And it just, it seemed kind of weird, and I could feel it. Like, and he was being very polite, but he leaned over. He goes, "I don't know why I got three forks. I really don't." It's just kind of one of those moments. But I don't know which way why the conversation drifted this way. And Craig, this is a moment in my life, and Esmeralda and Bob and all of our listeners, this will never happen again. I'm so happy the universe put me in this moment, in this place, at this time, to hear a woman lean across the table to senior drill instructor, Staff Sergeant Lemke, and say, "Can I see your pants?"
Hoorah!
It was not that kind of a request, Craig. It was not that kind of a request.
Right.
Apparently, she was noticing that some of the Marines were wearing the same. They were all wearing the same blouses. That's what they call their tops. And she was noticing that some had the blue slacks with the red stripe, and that the staff sergeant, the senior drill instructor, was wearing a shirt. The slacks were similar to his blouse. And he was very kind. He obliged, and he stood up. And then he sat down and explained every single piece of clothing that a Marine ever wears, Craig, which I was so happy with. Because I was like, you know what, lady? You want to see it? Now you're going to get all of it. Be educated.
You're going to ask one question. I will give you all the answers.
But what I mean, what a, I guess it's a beautiful thing. I mean, we're here, yeah. Carm, right, to learn. But I was laughing afterwards, and they were all the Marines were all saying, "There's no such thing as a stupid question." They weren't thrown off by it at all. They're very patient. But if someone said, "I want to see your pants," I would be like, "Really? That was the way it occurred to you to ask that question to a Marine, to an officer?" I don't understand.
I would have been happening. I would have been very uncomfortable. I'm glad I was with St. Louis at that moment. Although
I was, well, you would have reacted the same way. Like, you would have been like, "Seriously, I believe she's a principal of a school." And I was like, "You know what? She can ask whatever she wants. She doesn't care. She's got a pension." That's all. I'm sorry. It was a bad joke. I'm a little slap happy, Carm. What were you going to say?
It is cool though that, you know, we're, you know, I guess the broadcasting wing of this trip, but we are traveling with a ton of teachers who do have kids who are, you know, considering the military, and it's just, you know, it's in summer teaching in the inner city, and it's a whole other animal that's going on out here that I find, you know, particularly compelling.
Yep.
You know, teachers that are, which students are they guiding here, and how they, some of these kids that, "Hey, please come take my kid because I can't handle him," and, you know, maybe you'll be able to help him turn his life around, which is not, I don't think that's the ideal candidate. That's not who they're looking for, especially for the Marines. But, you know, as we were talking, you know, earlier tonight, the Army is looking for people, right? They're about 55% in their enrollment, Patty. Wasn't that what we heard?
That was the number that we were told by Staff Sergeant Thomas, yes.
Yeah. So
yeah, basically the Marines they're good. They are able to make sure that they are recruiting the right men and women who are drawn to this career. And I do think that a lot of the educators are very serious too. And you're right that they are, you know, whether it's a student that needs a little bit, you know, figure out what they want to do with their lives, because there are different options. You know, maybe college isn't for everybody, or this is a way to go to college. But it has to also be because you believe in yourself so much that you want to challenge yourself to figure out, you know, if you are a Marine. It's not an easy thing. And I was talking to the senior drill instructor, Staff Sergeant Lemke. That's his full title, Craig. I'm going to try to say it every time. It's a lot to remember.
It's perfect.
But he was saying that, you know, that sometimes there's a very small number of people you know, who just don't ever seem to get it. He was giving me kind of the hierarchy that there are, you know, you can kind of tell right away who is going to rise to the top, you know, who becomes sort of the leaders of the recruits and sort of the pecking order from there. And there's always going to be somebody who it's just not quite the right fit, and they might graduate and actually turn out to be a superb Marine. Or there's, you know, some people just simply don't make it through the process and have to, you know, have to leave. But for the most part, you know, the dedication of the men and women to make sure that the recruits, you know, reach their potential, I think that's all there. It's hard. I mean, like, I don't, Carm, did you get a chance to talk to anybody about how they talk about breaking them down and making them cry? I mean, we kind of know that, but we know that from movies. I'm a little bit nervous about watching that tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I was tonight, actually, and about the whole thing is when you get here, a lot of these guys, you know, they're physical, they've got capabilities of, you know, whatever, benching however many pounds and all that type of stuff, but one of the first things that the drill sergeants do is to make them realize, dude, it ain't about you. You're now a part of a team. That is, you're here to be a part of the greater good, not for you. And, you know, that's obviously a painful process, I would think, for a lot of guys who come in, you know, believing that they're, I'm not saying better, but, you know, super confident in their abilities and don't necessarily need a ton of help. They're maybe used to doing things on their own.
Yeah, it's and by the way, we're going to take a break here. I do think it was funny that you and I tried to take a moment and talk politics, and you and I were like more than happy to share our thoughts, and the Marines were like, "Uh-huh, that's interesting." And they were very polite. I think we'll have to talk to them a little bit more, but because there's so much going on this week. So let's take a break here and come back and talk a little bit about Super Tuesday predictions. Carm, I'll send you some of the information. I forgot to do it earlier. I apologize. I'll do that right now. But let's take a break first. It's pretty late. More in a moment. You are listening pretty late, and we are the guests of the United States Marine Corps in San Diego. We are here for the Marines Educator Workshop. I know that Craig and I may not seem like educators, but they also have invited members of the media to observe and to learn about what it takes to become a Marine. And Carm, we sat down with a couple of Marines after dinner tonight, and you and I started talking a little bit of politics, and they asked us, you talk politics. Carm, are you excited about this election season? Because it's really not just a presidential election, even though it seems to grab all the headlines.
I don't know if excited is the word I would use. I'm worked up. John Oliver, God bless you for the piece that he put out about good old Donald Trump today. That was fantastic. So it's really amazing what's going on in the country right now, and I know you've been talking about it a bunch, Patty, but the whole Trump phenomenon and, you know, really everybody's, you know, been talking about. Obviously, been sitting and doing sports on the Rokan show as well. Who's, I think he might have mentioned Trump a couple times as well. So,
you think maybe once or twice, a little something.
Yeah. So listen, he's a fascination. I think it's pretty upsetting to see what's going on, to be honest. But you know, who knows how this all is going to play out with the, you know, with the Republican Party perhaps like splitting apart here at some point. We'll see.
Well, I've asked a few of my friends because, you know, I'm having a tough time deciding who to vote for in the primaries. And but I've asked people who really, really hate the idea of a Trump presidency, right? But who also really, really seem to equally hate the idea of a Hillary Clinton presidency. And I've asked them, they have said that they would vote third party, which I think is interesting. But the other story that came out this weekend was that behind closed doors, Republican leaders, including Mitch McConnell, are sort of suggesting that perhaps if you're running for a congressional seat, that you distance yourself if Trump does become the candidate, which I thought that's a weird way to go, that they don't want to have any connection to that candidacy, that they don't whether it's because they don't think he can win. But I have a theory, and 312-981-7200 if you want to join the conversation. I guess we could ask you a specific question, but I have this theory, everybody. I wonder if it comes down to Trump or Hillary, is it better? Would the Republican Party prefer to have someone they can demonize in office in the presidency? Like Hillary Clinton, they can demonize her. They can rally the base and continue to collect donations and you know, get everybody fired up, or to have an actual demon in the presidency and who is beyond their control or influence or even, you know, any consultation whatsoever. I'm just kind of curious if that if they might be better off, if they think they might be better off with Hillary Clinton. Is that crazy?
The guy wouldn't renounce David Duke today. I mean, how can you vote for that guy?
That's what makes me feel. That's what makes me use the word demonic and demon, and
right.
A lot of people will be very angry. But I mean demon in the sense that it's one of their biggest fears. I think it's a big fear for many Republicans that are already in office that he would be the president because he doesn't seem to have any allegiance to what a lot of Republicans have been working toward in Congress and in the House. That's just a speculation I have. So it's a complicated time, I think. All right, we'll take a break. Am I crazy? Craig, you can tell me I'm crazy. Carm, am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy.
Well, someone will tell me I'm crazy.
I mean, I think you're a little bit crazy, but not necessarily. Well, for what you're saying right now, I don't find any crazy at all.
Only because you saw my wire bag. More after this on 720 WGN. Mark Carman and I are broadcasting pretty late from San Diego and the Marines Educator Workshop and Boot Camp, which is brought to you by the VA loan expert, David Hochberg. And learn more at WGNDavid.com. Hey, Carm, I have a question. I know that we got to get up early in the morning. I'm hungry. Should I order a pizza? This is weird, Craig. I know we're doing it. This is like an on-air meeting right now.
Where are you going to order a pizza?
I have Grubhub. I'm thinking about ordering a pizza. Is this inappropriate for me to ask you? Because we're not in the same room, so I have to. It's the only way I can talk to you.
Well,
right now.
If you order a pizza, I will be coming up during the break to have some slices. But
were you thinking you were kind of hungry anyway?
Well, I mean, far be it for me to come all the way to San Diego and turn down an opportunity to pizza with you. I don't need it, Patty. I don't need it. I don't want to be a bad influence here.
Let's see what happens. Yes.
Okay.
Get the pizza.
I'm getting pizza.
What
do you like in your pizza? I'll call him in a minute. Thank you for tuning in pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and hanging out with me tonight. I mean, kind of hanging out with me. He's downstairs in another room, which is also a strange thing to say. Mark Carman and I are at the Marines Educator Workshop and Boot Camp, which is brought to you by the VA loan expert, David Hochberg. Learn more at WGNDavid.com. And Craig, I'm trying to decide. I'm going to order a pizza, I think. Carm, I've put the order in. I feel like I wish I could order you a pizza, Craig. I feel bad.
No, it's okay. I was
ordering food without you.
I was thinking about getting one for me.
and Esmeralda and Bob?
I don't know if I'll share with them. Maybe I'll get a second pizza for them.
Whatever it takes.
I just saw Esmeralda's face react to that. It was stunned.
It's like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can have a pizza you share. I need a personal pan.
God, that sounds... I don't know if they have good pan pizza in San Diego.
Oh no.
I'm having an issue with Grubhub because it's asking me for a cross street, but I don't know where I am. So that's sort of a problem.
That's not going to work out.
Hey, Carm, do you want zucchini sticks or are you good with just pizza?
I'm probably anti zucchini sticks at this point in my life, Patty. But if you want some zucchini sticks,
no. What do you mean anti zucchini? What does that mean? I don't understand that phrasing
of
it.
A zucchini stick—it just doesn't excite me.
You don't have to get excited. You just say, "Not for me."
Well, you asked. I mean, if I'm going to order a food object to be delivered at 12:38 at night in Chicago, 10:38 San Diego Marine time, I want to be excited about it. Like if they had a chocolate chip cookie in there, that would be something that I'd be like,
"Oh man, I already put the order and I didn't see dessert. I apologize. I don't know if I could change anything." Well, you know what? There's a vending machine. I'll buy you a Snickers bar. All right. I'm glad we could have this moment together. I was thinking as I was scrolling through all of the headlines. I mean, there's so much going on, and I want to let people know. I'm sure that there's a lot to talk about from the Academy Awards. I know that a lot of people were talking about it all day. I'll say this. Nick was watching it. Nick has a lot of thoughts. Nick DiGilio will be up after us, and so many thoughts. I know he was very excited, Esmeralda, for his Mad Max.
Yeah, won all these awards.
Yeah, so he's going to have a lot of great coverage on it. I walked up the stairs, and a lot of the Marines were in the recruiting office this morning, and I said, "So, who watched the Academy Awards last night?" Nothing. Nobody watched the Academy. None of the Marines. And I realized that probably makes sense.
Lowest rated Academy Awards in many, many, many years.
I watched like five minutes of it. Did you watch any of it, Carm?
I watched Chris Rock on the various... Various clips that were running around on the internet last night. That's what I watched at the Academy Awards.
The only part of Chris Rock, there were two things that I took away from Chris Rock's performance last night was the Girl Scout cookie element that I didn't really understand with the really weird, cheap tally board that I guess he made. Was that his daughter's girl? Was that like a running gag throughout the whole night? Or
it happened twice. There was one bit he did where he introduced the fact that he was selling Girl Scout cookies during the show, and then the second time you did the bit, that's when you saw the
tally board.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it funny if you saw him do it both times?
I thought it was kind of interesting. I mean, all the hosts now try to do that really guest heavy interactive, like with everybody in the audience, kind of interactive thing.
Right.
Ellen had them deliver a pizza. I think that was his kind of that joke.
Gotcha. And mm-hmm. and good on the Girl Scouts. A nice little PR for them. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Esmeralda, did you watch the Academy Awards?
I watched part of it. I was at a soup battle.
I'm sorry, what?
I was my friends and I we have these sort of competitions of sorts, and yesterday's was soup.
Okay.
So we were all, you know, doing that, and we started watching.
Well, I'm more curious about the winner in that battle than the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
What,
it was a tomato and Gouda.
Why are you so sad?
I wasn't sad. Well, not really. It was my ex's soup.
Oh, what an awkward party to be at.
Yeah, that was real fun.
Did you know he was going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's been a while.
Right.
So it's not even.
So you still run in the same circles, as they say.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
But anyway.
Did you eat your ex's soup?
Right, I did. his girlfriend did not have any of mine, so I'm a little...
Oh.
Whatever, that's fine. Whatever.
But
so wait a second.
Yes,
this is fascinating. You're sitting in a room with your ex.
Yeah.
Yes.
His girlfriend. Mm-hmm. His soup. Mm-hmm. Your soup.
Yes.
Did she have a soup?
No, they went in together. With the,
combo
with the
soup.
Yeah.
What kind of soup?
It was like a tomato and Gouda, smoked Gouda.
What was your soup?
Mine was a wonton soup. Mm. I made fresh wontons.
Ooh, wonton soup.
And a fresh broth. I made a broth from scratch.
I'd probably go with their soup, I gotta be honest.
Well, you can just be quiet.
You know how hard she pulled back on those reins to not say what she was actually thinking, what was on the tip of her tongue, by the way, Carm? I heard a lot of rage. You could just...
Whatever. It's a very easy soup. It's just tomatoes, some cheese.
I don't know. Not having, I would order either one of those on a menu. I really would. The tomato Gouda sounds like a very heavy sort of a soup. That's a good cold weather thing. I think that the I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just I'm perplexed of your experience of having been in a room with your ex
fine.
And his girlfriend, and she wouldn't eat your soup.
Well, she it's
but
not
you
that
had
she
to eat
wouldn't.
His soup. Right.
I just saw that she didn't.
Were you just monitoring her?
Well, because like,
what's in your bowl?
It was a
just
small
following
kitchen.
Around. All right, right. So you're not walking around going, "What's in your bowl now?" Now what's
right.
in your bowl?
And I was kind of monitoring too because I had to make the wontons, cook them there.
I see. Right, that's a lot of pressure.
I don't think anyone in the history of breakup has ever gone soup party with their ex. This could be.
No,
I think we're on
think
new,
right.
new ground here.
I think maybe, yeah. Well, soup parties in general.
I think in general, this is the first soup party I've heard of where there's judging involved as well. Okay. So what is the process in the voting? Is it by a show of
anonymous.
Hands? Is
it
a secret ballot?
Yeah, secret.
Okay.
We had two options or two choices.
Okay. I think next time you go with an app, I think you should all have an app loaded on your phone so you just do it on your phone.
Oh, goodness. Well, it was anonymous. No one wrote down names on their things.
No. So I'm fast. Okay, so there was a tomato Gouda. There
yes.
was your want tomato. By the way, I'm going to say tomato Gouda because it just goes better together. And your wonton soup. What was
yes.
it? It was chili?
No, there was no chili because chili's not soup.
No, you're right. Absolutely. You know what it is? It's chili.
That's true. And we did have a chili cook-off some months ago.
Okay. and how did you wait? How did you fare in the chili cook-off?
I didn't make any because I didn't have a good recipe. I instead just made ice cream. So I made it
wow.
so I could cool everyone off. It's like you've all been eating these chilies. Now here's some ice cream.
And you won that hands down because no one else made ice cream. That's something
yeah.
they'll remember.
I won my own category, desserts.
What does one walk away when they are victorious in a soup battle?
Nothing. Just just a title. Title
bragging
only.
Rights?
It's a friendly competition.
No, it sounds friendly because you sound not at all scarred by the fact that your ex-boyfriend's girlfriend did not eat your wonton soup.
Well, you know, how are you supposed to judge when you don't eat all of them? I'm just saying. That's all.
That's a fair take right there. She needs to step up and eat your wonton soup.
Yeah. No, it's fine now.
Hey, Craig, I'm sorry. I'm going to divert for a second. Divert. I've just gotten a message from firefighter Todd Chuchuk that none of our online apps are carrying us
right
now.
Yeah, no, it's fine. And actually, Mark Carmen just texted me reading the same text screen that I'm reading. But yeah, we're getting a few texts as well coming in. So Bob Ferguson, our engineer, has been notified a few minutes ago when the first text started rolling in. I checked the audio stream and visual stream, and the visual stream is fine. The video one, but the audio one is down, so we're going to work on fixing that.
I want to know who unplugged. I blame Esmeralda's ex-boyfriend's girlfriend. More after this on 720 WGN. We do have pizza on its way, Carm. By the way, I also texted Shanae and Jackie to see if they were hungry, but they had leftovers from their pizza from last night. So apparently it's pizza night on various levels here at the Marines Educator Workshop.
We going Domino's, Pizza Hut? What are we rocking here, Patty?
Yeah, let me look that up for you. No, we are not going Domino's. We are going with a local pizzeria. Let me see if I can find our my Grubhub, and I will look at let's see what the status of our order is. We are having Alfredo's Pizzeria in San Diego. Is what we're having.
All right. You can Google that. Sounds amazing.
It's 4 out of 5 stars. That's not. I mean, you know, for the last minute, I'm just going with what we got. That's
all. Are you guys going to try to get yourself some In-N-Out burgers at some point?
Do they have them in San Diego?
They should. It's California.
All right, then. Yes. Then yes, we will do that.
Animal style. You. That is my recommendation.
That's what the grilled onion.
I'm sorry.
Excuse us?
It's a style of, it's like a secret menu deal where you go animals, like they don't have it on the menu itself, but if you say it, they.
That soup party was a lot more than we thought it was, wasn't it, Esmeralda?
Yeah. And if you like animal style, I don't know how he ever left you. That was wrong. Come on, that was a volley. I am so sorry on so many levels, Esmeralda.
I will say he did not leave me.
Oh,
there you go. Other way around.
Boom.
Boom.
So, yeah.
Sounds like everybody is not into animal style.
Why he let you go is what I meant to say. Or why, I don't know. That's all of it's wrong that I just did, and I apologize to everyone involved. Including the people that heard it.
You know, this Alfredo's pizza sounds amazing, Patty. I'm reading about it now online. Is that weird?
Are you really?
Too.
Yeah. How good does that look, Carm?
This is the best pizza I've had in the U.S. It's like feeling home again.
What's with this giant box? What, they do like a giant pizza?
Alfredo's? I don't know. Yeah. I haven't gotten it yet. Hot but yeah, you're right. Okay, Carm, I have to tell you, I ordered two pizzas. I decided to go with two pizzas because I couldn't make a decision. I know, but we have a refrigerator.
It looks like they make one the size of a person, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, that looks huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge. That is huge.
I don't know what's wrong with Hey, we have a listener on the hold. Do we still? I apologize.
No, that's fine. Brian is on hold with us.
Brian, I didn't mean to make you sit through all that nonsense that I'm talking about pizza and Esmeralda. What's going on? What do you want to talk about?
Hey, you know, you were talking about the Oscars a little bit ago. And one of the best parts of the Oscars that I think got really hit out of the ballpark was when Vice President Joe Biden came out, gave a dissertation about abuse and whatnot, and then introduced Lady Gaga. And Lady Gaga got on that big white grand piano and played that song and had all those other singers, and they were also abused people. And I mean, if that don't bring tears to the eyes, I don't know what does. You know what I mean?
I agree, and many of them had written on their – that was a part I did see, and they had many on their arms written things like, it's not your fault, I survived.
Things like that. By the way, I used to serve out there. I was in U.S. Navy, the base right next to the Marine base. You're right by the airport, aren't you?
We're very close to the airport, and we all thank you for your service.
It's
a beautiful weather. I'm sorry that you're not enjoying the beautiful weather this evening. I saw that there may be a...
It's okay over here. It's not too bad. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm still alive and got 2 feet on the floor.
There you go. How long did you spend in the Navy, sir?
5 years.
5 years? And how long in San Diego?
I did boot camp there for 14 weeks, and That was in the end of 69 going into 1970. And, and then, you know, from there I had to do other things. And then
I gotcha. Yes, I gotcha.
So, but, I mean, the training is very intense and very, very good. You know, I mean, they have, you know, different ways to try to transition you from civilian life into military life.
Right.
What I found is when I got back from Vietnam, there was no way to transition back from military life to civilian life. Because back then, it's like, what am I going to do, man? You know, I don't know. I mean, are they going to pay me to kill people or whatever? And then you get weird looks and everybody in the neighborhood, they know that you've been in Vietnam. And so, you know, I was lost there for quite a while, you know.
What? But, well, and it seems that we have many men who have served our country who listen at night. Do you have trouble sleeping? Because I know we had a listener a couple weeks ago named Gary, who also shared his story. Is that an issue for you?
Yeah. I'm if I can sleep 3 hours, maybe at most, and I'm up, and I gotta go out in my kitchen or whatever, and you know, raid the fridge, or you know, and then.
Right.
Try to get back to sleep. You know what I mean? And
kind of like a reset. Because sometimes that's one of the things that people do is to kind of get up and go, okay, if that wasn't working, I'm gonna go, reset.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, but that was a crazy time period of life. At least for me, it was. And you know, and of course, when I came back home, there wasn't a lot of my friends. They were gone. You know,
they
died. And so, you know, it's the way it goes, I guess, right?
How'd you get through it?
Yeah.
What?
How'd you get through it? Because you said when you came back it was tough for a long time, but sounds like you got to the other side at least a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I went through my issues with drugs and alcohol, and, you know, and you're just lost. My father used to say, Brian, come on, man, you know, you got to shake this, you know, what's going on with you? And I couldn't talk. I didn't know what to say, you know. You don't know how to talk about it. And there's nobody to coach you or counsel you to talk about it, at least back then. Hopefully today they have that.
Do you seek out any of those services? We were talking earlier about the Veterans Service Officers. Is it something that you still seek, or do you kind of just figure, eh?
Occasionally I do, yes. I mean, I go to the VA up here, you know, in Chicago and stuff, and for my medical care and things like that, yes.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, but they're so short-handed with personnel, and, you know, I don't know how they're going to resolve it because VA is having a big problem with, you know, staffing positions and that. And, of course, you know, not too long ago, they had the issue where it came out where they were setting appointments so far in advance that some veterans were dying before they can even meet the appointment.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Right?
Right. So, yeah, I mean, setting an appointment seems asinine for somebody.
But, I mean, again, you know, I guess it all comes down to you know, where do you set priorities and where are you going to get these people, these personnel in that? Now, I can understand where, you know, doctors and nurses don't, you know, that are coming up through the ranks and stuff like that throughout the colleges and that, but those are even getting shortened down too through the universities and the academic system because it costs so much money. And then when they come out, they got to have the malpractice insurance and all of that. And you know, when you get at the end of the day, I think, you know, somehow this crazy college debt, you know, for nurses and doctors and healthcare workers has got to come down. You know, and cap malpractice costs. Otherwise, you're not going to attract any people to come into that field. And that's why I think we have this shortage. And it's not just the VA, but it's also in the private hospital systems, too.
Yeah, it's something that has spiraled out of control. Did you think, Brian, when you called to talk about the Academy Awards, we'd be talking about the shortage of doctors and nurses for veterans and at large? You know, see, that's...
Change. I always keep in flux.
Yeah, you know what? That's the thing. It's a conversation, and it's always changing. Brian, right. Thank you so much again for everything, and we'll look
Not
forward to hearing from you again. Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy your time out there. Have fun. It's fun.
We will. It's fun, and it's important, too. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Get to experience something. Okay?
That's right. All right.
Have a great night, Patty. Love
you
your show, okay?
Thank you. Get some rest. Yep. Yes? And more after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late, and we are broadcasting from San Diego. We are guests of the United States Marine Corps, Carmen. Mark Carmen, I just got a message from Todd Tuchuk, who is a big friend of the show, actually. He's a firefighter. He said that it's a great show so far, but not to let you bring us down. I don't think you're bringing us down. I think that you're having a great time. I'm impressed with how much is going on, and I think that you have actually been a great person to kind of go over things with. You know, what we've experienced so far. So thank you, Todd, but Carm's doing a great job. Yes.
Todd, why do people think that I'm bringing the show down?
No, just in general, I think the experience. Todd Tuchuk, you do not want to take this dude on. You do not. Yeah, don't challenge him.
Don't mess
You
with
already
Todd.
Have a basketball game that you have to play with Sergeant Paraka this week. So
I see.
Look, so much
first
going
of all,
on.
We're not losing to St. Louis. And
I have so many
Sergeant
for
Paraka.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sergeant Parak is a very well in shape man who can probably bench press seven times what I could right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going to compete, Patty. I will do everything I can to represent this radio station against Sergeant Paraka.
I believe you. I have no reason to doubt anything you say. I will say that we were at our table tonight talking about taking on St. Louis in this battle. We are doing some physical challenges. One is a running 880 in under 2:45. At least the goal is to run under 2 minutes and 45 seconds. We're also doing maneuvers under fire, which is a lot of there's some sprinting, crawling, high crawling, low crawling, getting in the mud. We were told that we'll be wearing some long sleeve camo and pants over our clothes because we'll be getting down and dirty.
Show me your pants.
Show me your pants. God, that was so weird. Can I see your pants?
By the way, Patty, someone just called in John. He is a Chicagoan, but he said the best pizza in San Diego is Filippi's, F-I-L-I-P-P-I. Yeah, it's a pizza grotto.
Ooh, that was not a choice on my Grubhub.
Got it.
My last-minute decision to order pizzas.
So I guess if anyone else wants to call in, 312-981-7200 with San Diego pizza suggestions, we can take those throughout the night.
Well, Esmeralda has also recommended that we have In-N-Out Burgers, which is excellent because we don't have access to those kinds of burgers in Chicago. I've heard good things. I think I've had one, but I think – you said the animal style is the way
to get it?
I
like an animal style. You get onions on it. It's nice.
All right. So, there you go. We'll do all that. There's one more challenge, physical challenge. We're lifting a 30-pound ammo can 100 times over our head. But I was in the hallway, and some of the Marines were telling me that I only have to do it 65 times. Not because I'm a woman. They just didn't feel that that Carmen should beat me. So I think that was the reason. I don't know what it was. I'm guessing it's
because
I'm a
woman. How many times?
60. I have to do it 65. You have to do it 100. Hello?
Wow.
Hello?
100 times.
Under 2 minutes.
We're eight minutes away from an In-N-Out Burger, Patty, just so you know.
Oh, are we really? Well, there you go.
Via
I like
Rose,
that you...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Via Rose Grant Street, 2.5 miles.
A lot of people say that Five Guys is actually better than In-N-Out. Can you guys do me a favor, since you're out there, and try one of each at the same time and tell us which one's better?
We're doing taste testing.
You
I
should
like
probably
it.
Do this after all your physical activities.
Or maybe
just
right
Friday.
Before.
FYI. Yeah.
See Friday as being a big binge day, yes?
I thought I was going to lose weight out here. Patty goes 2 pizzas on the first night.
Please, we had tortas and the Frontera Grill for breakfast this morning.
Oh, we crushed
I'm a
we
bad
crushed
influence.
Breakfast.
I'm really... We did. We totally crushed breakfast. Huge dinner. I don't know what's happening. We had no lunch. That's why I'm hungry right now.
And you guys have been up since. You guys have been up since when?
I've been up since 3:30.
Okay.
Oh, Yes, Carm, what time did you get up?
I got up at, I think I was a, 5:11.
Wow.
Did you set your alarm for 5:11?
Yes.
Like it's better than 5:10, but not quite 5:15?
I just called the front desk. I got a wake-up call tomorrow for 6:25, Patty. 6:25 or for me. I don't know what you're doing.
We muster at 6:50.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get up, get ready, have breakfast, and be on the bus by 6:50.
Yes.
Okay. My wake up call will be for 5:45.
What are you gonna do?
I know.
Short, a long sleeve shirt, get a hat, have an oatmeal, let's go muster. Done. Come on.
Have two cheeseburgers for breakfast, maybe. I don't know. Whatever you guys do. Whatever.
Craig, by the way, Carmen, I missed muster at the airport this morning.
How could you not muster with everybody else? They have to account for you.
We were at Concourse C.
Got
trying
it.
To get a set of headphones. I now own 5 pairs of headphones.
That is impressive.
I know. We ran. We did stairs. By the way, I did stairs yesterday. Hannah Stanley and I hustled up the Hancock. We climbed 94 floors yesterday. It was a... Craig, by the way, you can do this. You can do the presidential towers coming
without any
Sunday.
Training whatsoever. You think I can do it?
I was reading posts by people who said they did the Hancock yesterday without any training.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Right. And I will probably have a cheeseburger during. That's how I usually try to do things.
I think protein up.
Yeah.
I think so.
Exactly.
Protein and carb up. Carm, you're joining us, right, for the Fight Fair Climb on Sunday?
I am, and I think doing it with a cheeseburger is a great idea,
Craig.
I'm totally in.
I used to do the stairs with pizza last year when we were training, so, yeah.
And then he would order dessert from the stairwell.
Right, well, because you got to get the dessert when you're done. That just makes sense. One of those lava cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But a burger, that's easier to hold. The pizza was a little sloppy, so I'm excited for this.
With all due respect to the banana industry, at the top of the Hancock, and to all due respect to the people who were working with the respiratory health, and when you get out of a stairwell and you've climbed 94 floors, someone handing you a banana. I get it. I know it's a muscle thing. I really could have used a big cookie. A big cookie would have made me happy.
And some milk?
Some milk. Oh, my God. I think my pizza's here. Can you guys keep talking? I have to go.
I don't know, Patty. You go get the pizza. No problem
at all. I'll be right back. Hold on a second.
I'm really curious real quick, though, Mark, because we've talked about bananas before on the show, and no one on the show likes bananas. Are you a banana fan or no?
I actually love a banana.
I love bananas.
I could go 2 bananas a day. I love banana cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
Love a banana split.
I don't hate bananas, but...
Oh, you don't, hate them? You're just...
I could really take them or leave them.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. But if Patty, you offer really me a like banana, it. I wouldn't take it.
It makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
The smell of it, the idea of eating it.
It's the texture, too, right, Patty?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, all that.
It's those strings that come off.
Oh,
I hate that.
Those make me gag.
Told you, Mark. People don't like bananas on the show.
Mm-mm.
Banana with peanut butter is delicious.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't like peanut
apple
butter.
Apple slices. Oh, you don't like peanut butter?
Also. No, not really.
Mark, do you like a nice Elvis, a nice panini Elvis sandwich?
Oh, I'm not sure what that is, Craig.
Okay, so it's actually peanut butter and bananas, and it's made panini style.
Absolutely, that sounds delicious.
Yep,
I thought it was bacon
right
on there.
Now.
No, there's no bacon on mine, but I would like bacon, so I don't know why they're not putting that there.
That would make it more appealing.
Yeah.
By the way, Pedro just dropped off our pizza. Just want you all to know that from Alfredo's. Pedro from Alfredo's just dropped off our pizza.
Do you want to take a break real quick so Mark can swing up and get a few slices?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. More after this on 720 WGN.
Hey, pizza.
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from San Diego. We are guests of the U.S. Marine Corps. And thank you to David Hochberg for making a lot of this possible. Carm, how's your pizza?
That was delicious.
Craig, is that a Pretty Late first where we had a knock at the door? Pizza.
Yeah, I think that's a Pretty Late first. But it was nice. It was kind of fun. And I'm really impressed with Mark's ability to get upstairs and downstairs that quickly.
We are one floor apart from each other. Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of motivation there with Alfredo's, Craig, right? I mean, we're talking best pizza in San Diego.
Did you stairs or elevator?
Stairs.
Yeah, I mean, I had to do that earlier. I went and got water bottles. There were none on my floor, so I had to run down. It's a dicey situation. I'm like, this could go very badly. I didn't even take my phone to let anyone know, hey, I'm not going to make it back to my room. Plus, there's that moment where you go, what if I slip in the stairwell and no one knows that I'm here?
Two quick text messages from the 260. Craig, Five Guys for sure over In-N-Out Burger. So now I really want you guys to try this.
Okay, In-N-Out and Five Guys.
Five Guys. And then also from the 312, Esmeralda, if you peel the banana from the bottom, there will be no little stemmy, stringy things.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
then
a life hack.
And if you eat no bananas, you never have little stringy thingies from your bananas. I don't like bananas. I do, okay, I do like banana bread, but that's not the same thing, right? Something about the
banana
the
bread is delicious.
Spices.
But that's because
zucchini bread's good.
The could beautiful also, banana taste.
Could it also be that you just don't like straight up bananas?
Mm-hmm. I don't like straight up bananas.
Like, I don't like peanut butter, but I'll eat it and stuff.
You like banana right. pudding?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't like pudding. Pudding and Jell-O are...
oh, pudding is way better than Jell-O. Let's not throw them in the exact same category.
I know, but I have to.
Okay.
I'm not a fan. The Jell-O wiggles. It's not okay when it does.
That makes no sense.
It's see-through.
No.
People
that's
wrestle
animal
in it.
Feet.
It's animal feet. These are things to take into consideration. We are never getting sponsorship from the Jell-O or pudding.
Is that accurate that it's pig hooves? Is that what
well,
people say that?
Okay, so when I made my wonton soup,
okay.
I made a practice run last week, and I used pork feet and chicken bones
okay.
for the broth. And that thing
oh.
came out looking like it was, when it was cold, that was Jell-O. It was just
right.
firm Jell-O. So, yeah. It's all the collagen.
Wonton soup. Jell-O. Nope. That makes sense. Yeah. Yes. It was Carm that gagged a little bit. There it is. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, it did look kind of gross. But it melted into soup
yeah.
again.
Did you boil it? Psst, soup again. Yes, Carm.
I don't know. With that description, your ex-boyfriend's girlfriend who didn't eat your soup, I'm kind of now on her side.
You know what, Carm?
yeah, I'm with Ez on this one. Whatever it is she's going to say, she's right.
I'm starting to get on my... On my bad side list.
Well, I don't want to be there, Esmeralda, but you just talked
not.
About hooves and Jell-O and nasty looking soup.
Okay, to
I didn't
be
say
fair,
nasty looking.
Many cultures use pig's feet in different ways, whether it's for soup. By the way, I haven't had this in a long time, but I love menudo, which is tripe. It's cow intestines, which I find to be delicious. All right, so we've gone off topic. I don't even know what the topic was.
I like menudo, too. They had a few good hits. I mean, they're really nice.
Okay. it always amazes me that I forget. I forget about the boy band.
From Puerto Rico.
Were they from Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, then.
That's what I'm under the impression of. I will check that out for sure.
All right. Yeah. No, menudo, I'm a big fan. I'm a big
great.
Fan
we
of
we are bumping back with menudo the rest of the night.
Oh, well, fortunately, we are so very close to the end of the night.
And all night tomorrow, come back for Menudo Tuesday.
Now I feel like looking up dishes that have, like, what kind of hooves did you use, Esmeralda?
Pork.
I'm just curious. Pork, right, so pig's feet, right?
Yeah, pig's feet.
Right. And where do you go to get, because I've never gone to the butcher and been like, could you give me some pig's feet?
They have, I don't think they have them, like, yeah, I go to the Mexican supermarket by my house.
Yeah.
And they have them all ready and chopped.
Apparently, there are a lot of, like, New Year's pig's feet recipes. Pig feet recipes. Simple and easy recipes with great taste. You go, Carm, there's a whole bunch of websites just of, oh, do not go to these pictures. All right, let's not do that.
See?
I apologize.
Listen, I walked to the markets in Shanghai about, I don't know, 8 months ago and saw all of what you're talking about. It was amazing to me that... there was store after store after store selling all the same stuff that looked absolutely positively inedible. But, hey.
Hey, different strokes for different people who like
absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely, Patty.
There are a lot. How about oxtail? Are we fans of oxtail? No?
I don't think I've ever had it.
I'm going to say no.
I'm just checking. I'm checking our threshold. Escargot? Are we escargot
oh,
fans?
No, that's terrible.
I've had escargot. I like it.
It's awful.
No, I like escargot. I've made my own. I've picked up my own snails off of rocks and made my own escargot.
With some garlic and butter? Come on now.
Yep.
Oh my
done.
God.
Sounds done.
Awful.
That.
What did you put on your pizza again, Patty? What did you put? What's on that?
The first pizza has spinach, artichokes, sun-dried tomatoes, and I believe I'm going to go ahead. Was it a goat cheese, Carm? I'm not sure what the...
Good. It was delicious. Loved it.
Craig is not of the same opinion.
No.
If he were in the room and I had ordered such a pizza.
The second one sounds much better.
Cheese.
Yep. That sounds nice.
Well, that's why I did that. Well, here, I asked Karen what he wanted on his pizza, and we couldn't arrive at a decision, so I said I was going to get just cheese, and he asked for crushed red pepper if it was going to be just cheese, leading me to think, well, he'd like a little something on his pizza. So that's where I decided to go off page.
We can take a break here.
You're trying to absorb that idea that I would go off page and be crazy, order artichokes and spinach on a pizza? Madness. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and Mark Harmon joins me in San Diego. We are participating in the Marines Educator Workshop and Boot Camp, and having a good time and impressed, I think, so far with the men and women who we've had the opportunity to talk to and hear their stories. And Carm, I think that you and I were actually talking earlier about different kinds of foods. I know that we are now enjoying a tasty pizza. Which one do you like, just the cheese, or did you like the veggie pizza?
I thought the cheese was actually better.
Interesting. There you go, Craig. He's with you. I like artichokes a lot.
He's a smart guy. I mean, that makes sense.
Hey, Carm, if you need more cheese, let me know. You can get some.
No,
more.
No. I'm just sitting here thinking about how much I just slobbed in my face in the 5 seconds. I think I'm good.
It hit the spot, though. I mean, I'm so glad it came before the end of the show, because now we can just go to bed when we're done. This sounded weird. Right. That's what you want to say about your co-host. Let's go to bed, Carm.
A couple quick text messages from the 262. I like burnt bread toasted over a gas stove with butter on it. My wife thinks it's absolutely disgusting.
And it's very specific.
Yeah. That is a very difficult. From the 816, some bars have pickled pig's feet in big glass jars. I love it.
Yeah, and pickled eggs are also in some bar jars, aren't they?
Yes.
The pickled feet. I've never tried it. I feel like perhaps someday I should try a pickled foot.
No, sorry. I mean, yeah, you do you.
All right, then. All right, so we got pickled feet, pig's feet, pickled pig's feet. I mean, like, it would be wrong if it was anything else, but yes. And burnt toast over a gas stove with butter. That's very specific. I like
exactly
that.
Correct, yep.
There's actually a list of things, 20 strange foods to try before you die, from the Telegraph. Craig, you were going to tell us a food that you like that people seem to think is disgusting.
Yeah, a lot of people react to what I do with chicken nuggets sometimes. If I go to like Wendy's specifically, or if I eat at a restaurant, sometimes I dip it in my milkshake, and I have like chocolate milkshake chicken nuggets.
And you're frosty.
No, yeah, I don't get why that's gross. It's lovely.
It's not only that, Craig, but as a young man who is married to a Mexican woman, I think that you know that many dishes in Mexico actually blend proteins with chocolate and sweets.
This is true.
The mole sauce, which is originated in Puebla, has cocoa in it. It's a thick, rich chocolate sauce. So you're kind of doing a frozen mole.
Right. And I actually only really like a pure mole. If you get one of those weird, you buy in the store instant moles, those are not very good.
Yeah, the jarred ones are not.
Yeah,
good.
No.
Here's a straight. Oh, I haven't told you what I like, but first let's do this. Snake wine. How's that? Next time you're complaining about the warm Chardonnay you get, try a nice glass of snake wine in China. It's basically fermented snakes in a jar. So there you go.
That's sweet.
Anybody? Anyone? No. You want? Oh, by the way, so the food that I like, Carm, do you have any food that you like that other people find disgusting?
Well, Patty, I was wondering if anybody was going to, I don't like it, but I was wondering if anyone was going to say the olive loaf, which is one of the most nauseating
things I've
ever.
The pimento loaf?
Yeah, not a fan.
Oh, I like the pimento loaf. I don't know why, but I do like the pimento. It's like a surprise. It's like, it's meat and, ooh, it's like a martini. It's very strange. Craig, pimento loaf?
Oh, no, that's terrible. That's an awful item.
Carl, sorry.
Some people don't like herring. I enjoy a herring.
I do. Lox as well. Esmeralda, how are you on the pimento loaf?
I don't think I've ever had pimento loaf.
What? Okay, well, that's got to happen.
Okay.
That's probably okay. I mean, just really a life experience. Like bologna. You've had bologna.
Yes.
Okay. It's like bologna with little flecks of, like, little olives in it.
That sounds kind of nice. I love olives.
Exactly. It's a surprise.
By the way, the snake wine, Patty, did you read the two ways you make this is by steeping a snake in rice wine or by mixing snake bodily fluids with alcohol?
That's the one you don't want to do.
That sounds intense.
Mm-hmm. The one that I like that people don't like in general are gizzards. I like gizzards. Anybody?
Can you really eat them?
Yes, you can eat them. I mean, they're high in cholesterol.
A lot of bone.
They're part of the digestive tract of the chicken.
Okay.
Like the intestine. It's a little bit.
I like sweetbreads.
Yes, exactly.
I love sweetbreads.
Mm-hmm. Sweetbreads are a lot of organ meats, kidneys and such.
Yeah.
Liver. Mm-hmm. Carm?
Do you know what schmaltz is, Patty?
No, what's schmaltz?
It's like the chicken fat spread on the back in the day, talking like Papa Fred, World War II, that era. They would spread like just the fat on bread and put salt on it and mouth it.
And I mean, that sounds wonderful. I mean, what do you think butter is?
Exactly. Or foie gras, for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Here you go. I've got a recipe for you. How to make schmaltz and grabenes. What are grabenes?
Gribenes.
Oh, thank you very much. Gribenes.
Yeah.
What is gribenes, Carm? I feel like we've unleashed something important here.
Something schmaltz? That's really bad for you that tastes good for the World War II generation.
Schmaltz is an important ingredient and is a must-know for anyone wanting to pair authentic Ashkenazi cuisine. How do I pronounce it?
Gribenes.
Sorry. Thank you very much. Gribenes are a byproduct of the process used to collect schmaltz. Well, that's awfully tedious. So there you go. So I may have to try this someday. This seems like an item before you die. No, Carm?
It's a delicacy, Patty.
All right. What were some of the other? Craig, did you find that list? Because now I'm sorry. I know, me too. I've been Googling too many. Oh, here it is. Oh, you know what? I never understand people who eat bugs like grasshoppers. That you should try a grasshopper because they're loaded with protein. For a while there, Craig, weren't we getting like folks that were starting grasshopper farms?
Yeah.
So that as an alternative.
Yeah, there was a grasshopper restaurant that you could go to on the grasshopper farm that had all different items that were made with grasshoppers.
It can't really be that good. I mean, in the sense of what are you? You're just eating something kind of crunchy, and that's that.
Right. I'd rather have a potato chip.
Right. Like, I don't think there's much flavor there.
Unless you just feel cool eating grasshoppers, right? I mean, it's only. But there are companies that, like, grind them up as a protein powder, and then you can add them to your protein shakes. But in Mexico, they're often served with lime and garlic. Okay. Not having that.
Did you see.
Plus, how do you. Yes.
Number 14 on this list, baby mice wine. It is another drink supposed to have beneficial health properties, and it is made with wine filled with, you guessed it, baby mice.
Yes.
Yeah.
This picture reminds me of that day I told you about when we went to the Grasimir Zoo in Nashville, and it was kind of close to closing time. I was there with the boys and Steve, and they were feeding baby mice to some sort of a reptile. And I get that it's the cycle of life, but do you really got to do it in front of the 6-year-olds? Is this necessary for them to learn the cute little baby mice?
Yeah, that doesn't.
No, I went and asked. She's like, yeah, I thought, is it really 15 minutes? You were going to lock the doors in 15 minutes. You couldn't wait to make your mice wine?
Patty, we got Chris on the line. He's got a question for you, a little trivia.
Oh, a little trivia. Okay, wait, let me get my Google up. Yes, Chris, what's your trivia?
You got your Google up?
I got my Google up, yes.
Do you know what the difference between Mexican rice and gandules is?
I do not know. What is gandules?
Gandules is Puerto Rican Spanish rice, where they put pigeon peas and chicken instead of Spanish rice, which is just seasoning and rice.
Oh. So, I'm sorry, what do they put in the Puerto Rican rice?
Pigeon peas.
Mm.
And shredded chicken. No, it's crazy good.
All right, there you go. Arroz con gandules. Oh yeah,
gandules. Pigeon.
What are gandules? Thank you, gandules. What are No, pigeon peas. What are pigeon peas?
I really don't know. Oh, I just know they go in there.
So
Spanish spice, yes. I guess.
Yeah, so Carm, it's not parts of pigeon. It's actually they're peas. Pigeon peas.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just making sure that I think he heard pigeon and his ears shut off and thought you were putting parts of pigeons in the rice.
No, not at all. Where Spanish rice is just rice and spices Gandulas is Puerto Rican, and it's like chicken and pigeon peas and some other spices.
Gotcha. Well, I think there are peas and Spanish rice too, but there's a and also some tomato as well. Is that right?
Okay.
I'm blending all my rices. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for the have a wonderful night. Wait, Chris, is there anything disgusting that you like that nobody else likes or they think you're weird for?
Oh, wow. Yeah, actually, yeah. I put, when I make macaroni and cheese,
yes,
I put a little bit of barbecue sauce in it.
That sounds wonderful. That's a great idea. Why is it disgusting? And how did you find that? You're just like, you know what? This macaroni and cheese needs a little something else.
Right. Instead of putting salt in your popcorn, mm-hmm. put a little garlic powder, just a little.
Yes. No, I think we all. Chris, you may think you're weird. You're wonderful. We all agree with you. Those are good ideas. Nothing wrong with
I'm
that.
I'm part of your show, Patty. I listen to you every night. So, yes, I am weird.
No.
Follow the show, Chris.
We all love that. Thank you, Chris. We look forward to hearing from you again.
Have a great night, guys.
Thank you. You too. That's one of those things, because macaroni and cheese is often a side dish on barbecue plates. So you could see where, you know, you've got a little extra sauce left over. You get your macaroni and cheese and your barbecue sauce. Next thing you know, it's heavenly. I'm just saying. Don't you think? Am I wrong? I also like hot dog bits in my macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
Macaroni and cheese, yes, that's good.
I had an ex-roommate who, that was her thing. Make that hot dog, put it in the mac and cheese, Kraft macaroni and cheese in the hot dog.
Yes. You got to add your protein. Yeah, there's a lot that macaroni and cheese. It's a good base for so many wonderful things. What was your favorite thing when you were eating, when you were a kid growing up, Carm? I had friends that love SpaghettiOs, and I just never liked it. I never got into it. But that seemed to be a big kid's. Like, I loved pork and beans. That was a big thing for me.
I loved, like, breakfast-wise, I loved a Munster cheese on bread under the broiler, cheese under the broiler, which is what we called it.
For breakfast?
Yes, in the Carmen family. The old,
Munster cheese. We actually were talking a few weeks ago about how people don't eat cereal anymore. And I'm an advocate of not eating. Well, I'm not saying you shouldn't eat cereal, but I'm not a big fan of it either at all. It's I don't know. It's like I have all that milk left over. It just seems like Esmeralda, do you eat cereal? We talked about this, didn't we?
No. I don't eat cereal.
Right? Did you ever like cereal?
I mean, yeah. I like Frosted Flakes and stuff. I try not to eat too many carbs and breads and things. I try not to keep them in the house.
Oh, okay.
So it's counterproductive to have cereal. And milk. I don't drink enough milk to have just milk on hand all the time.
To make it worth the space in the refrigerator.
Right. Yes. See, it would just go bad. I can't. Yeah. I get cravings for milk and cereal, but it's never a daily thing.
Right. It's a spur of the moment kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a. My breakfast food have changed. When I was a kid, though, my mom beans is such a weird thing. Is that Mexican? I don't know.
Yeah,
if it's
there's. We can go to my house. I'll bet you $1,000. There is a pot of beans at my mom's house right now.
I know my mom. It's true, Carm. Growing up, my mom every few days, it seemed like there was a big pot of beans with an onion and some sort of if it was pork back, you know, pork like the
yeah.
fat back.
Yeah.
Yes,
my mom. Mm-hmm. She anytime she'd be like, "I'm hungry. There's beans." I'm like, "Ah, come on."
Yes, it's not. Do it for me. Yeah, mm-hmm. No. It's
although like, now I love to go home and have and we have breakfast and there's beans and you put some cheese on there. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. It's lovely.
See, that's the thing. There's so many nice cheeses now you can put on your beans. All right, I have made people hungry, or perhaps made them disgusted. See what I did there? I made you hungry about the pizza, and then we talked about gizzards and mice wine, and then we'll wrap up the show. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.
We didn't have time to talk about it. It did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go.
It has been a couple days or is it just the one day, Carm? Because it feels like we've done so much already. I mean, I've been up since 3:30 in the morning Chicago time and was picked up by the Marines at 4:30. And you and I were able to group up at, what was it, about 6:30 in the morning? What time did you arrive at the recruitment center?
I was at the recruitment center, Patty, at 5:45, right? 5:45, yeah, that's right.
There were coffee and donuts, which was very nice of them. They gave us an idea of what to expect and just a little bit, gave us our ID cards. And, yeah, and we were off and on our way. It's such a weird journey. And, by the way, we also, Craig, I didn't tell you this. By some chance, and not by design, we, Carm and I, ended up sitting next to each other on the flight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Carm got to find out that I let him have the armrest because it's Carm. And I can lean against – I got the window seat. Yes,
I was in the middle for everyone to know. It was Patty and who was
Genesis. Craig, Genesis was our roommate. Yes,
you guys had a little pretty late row there.
We did have a pretty late row. It was pretty cool actually, and yeah, Carm I think did win on the napping. You said that you were going to be the champion at napping, and I would say that you were probably right.
Was he obnoxiously napping and like falling on you guys?
Not at all. Okay. He had his cap over his face, and we actually posted a picture of how Carm flies and how I fly. I wear an eye mask with my brand-new headphones, and I fall asleep to The Good Wife. I fall asleep to television, so I have to have like TV series loaded onto my iPad. It's just a weird little fluke. But, yeah, it was a very good flight. So, Carm, you can tell people about my wire bag, if you'd like. There was a moment where I don't know how – go ahead, Carm. Explain what the sensation you had when you saw me open that bag.
So, you know, you're sitting there on the plane with Patty Vasquez, right, and she's got her – let's see. We've got the mask so she can go to sleep. The old – there's that. She's got – three bags, I feel like, jammed all the way to the gills with God knows what's going on in there, radio equipment and whatnot. But then, Craig, there was a moment she pulls out what I thought was like a makeup kit. She she unzips it, and out pops every single possible charging gadget you could possibly have. I mean, for your iPhone, for your Android, for your, I don't even know. It was unbelievable. I'm just like, oh my God.
It's amazing. Was it every generation of iPhone and Android too?
Pretty much. So, yeah. I mean, it was cord after cord after cord. It felt like Star Wars, and you were in the whole scene with Harrison Ford and Princess Leia, and the whole, you know, that whole moment where like the animal was gonna suck you in.
The garbage compactor?
Yes, the garbage compactor scene, right.
That one or the what's the one on the desert planet where they're all going to get sucked in?
No, I'm talking garbage compactor. Because those cords were like slithery animals.
And yet they all fit right back into that little pouch.
They did. They did.
Yeah, they did. It was Carm said it was like felt like he'd seen me naked for a moment. Was actually what he said at the time. Like,
wow,
that's true. It was. I felt like this was like completely exposed, Patty. But yeah,
by the way, we do have some texts about gross foods if you wanted me to read those, Patty.
Yeah, please, I do.
From the 260, I love oxtail stew. That is actually Truck and Phil. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. How many days till Christmas?
Okay. Where do you say how many days till Christmas? He didn't tell us.
Oh, my God.
Truck and Phil, what? How many days till Christmas?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, from the 708, nuggets and ice cream. Yuck, that sounds terrible. So that was just being mean to me. From the 606, I really like American cheese fried in hamburger grease.
Just the cheese?
Oof. Apparently.
But then how does it, isn't it just goop?
I don't know what's working out. Right. Yeah, you can text us more of the recipe there.
Does it get crispy? Does it caramelize so that you can like, I'm just curious. I mean, there's got to be a way.
There's a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. From the 773, spell check doesn't seem to be working, so I'll just explain it. I really like blood sausage.
Yes!
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, I like blood sausage as well.
I don't know what's the name for that he couldn't spell.
Depends. Oh, I don't know, but there are different...
Lingua something or other.
Mm. Lingua something.
Linguacino? Linguacina?
There are Spanish versions. There's also Irish versions of it, too.
Someone at the 219 just texted in, way to hit the post, Patty.
Did I? When did I hit the post?
I don't know. That last song coming in, I guess.
Thank you very much. I just curtsied. I don't curtsy very often, but I think that deserved a curtsy. Thank you for that.
That's pretty much it from our text messages on food.
I had a stick on blood. By the way, no one mentioned what's the one, the Scottish one where they fill the intestines with a bunch of stuff?
Haggis.
No one mentioned haggis.
That just sounds gross because isn't it just oats?
I don't know.
Stuffed oats.
I thought it was more than that. It's
well,
not
yeah,
just
it's like a intestine, like a bag, stomach, oh, right?
Right?
Sheep stomach,
use, right? They use a sheep stomach to make a dish, right?
Right, but it doesn't That's sound correct. Good in the sense of it's just like oats or grains or something.
Haggis
like,
is a savory pudding containing sheep's pluck, which is heart, liver, and lungs minced together.
Mm-hmm.
And also there is onion, oat, and some other stuff in
there. Is it really bad that the oat bit is throwing me off?
Yeah, you're like, oh,
I love that.
Like
heart,
oats.
Liver, and lungs, yeah.
Whatever.
Wow.
Black pudding is the native British version of blood sausage. That's the kind I like. I like black pudding. I know it sounds horrible. Yeah, there's a lot of countries. Germany and Austria, France, Belgium, Estonia. They like their blood puddings. There you go. I don't know how we ended on blood pudding, but that happened. Sanguinaccio, I believe, is what you, was that what you were saying? That's the Italian version of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure. That's what we're saying.
I'm just saying.
You got about 25 seconds, Patty.
I don't know how to hit the post now. The pressure is so much higher now. Nick D is up next, and I know he'll have an amazing wrap-up of the Oscars. I loved reading his opinions on Facebook as it happened in real time.